Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Shalom family, we're currently live on Blog Talk, so again, if you have any questions or comments on tonight's topic, again, the topic is a famine in the land. Is there a war against alternative views? Over the years, we've seen several individuals, organizations, and media outlets which have been deemed alternative removed from some of the most notable media platforms. But we may not agree with all the views that are shared by these various content creators. We must ask, is there a bias against anyone who does not share the views of mainstream media? If so, why do you believe that this exists? And lastly, where do you think all of this censorship is heading? First caller we have here is 631, last four digits, 0073. You're live on Blog Talk. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment and a question, but I'm going to start off by answering your question. Do I believe that there's a bias? Of course there's a bias. It's from on top, the elite, basically, they're trying to kill off the population. They got to get the population down. They want to get everybody poisoned and to kill them off. And anyone who's going to come with a dissenting voice that will give people information that will save their lives, they're going to run them off of whatever platform is necessary to run them off so that they can fulfill their agenda. They spend billions of dollars trying to fulfill this agenda, and they don't want that money to go to waste. They need everyone dead, and that's what they're going to try to do. Where is it going? That's where it's going. They want everyone dead. But I have a question as well.
Okay.
You still there? Yes. I met someone online. He's 24. He's in Texas. He wants to congregate. He wants to get vaccinated. Your website doesn't have the necessary information for something like that. They don't have, like, church locations or email addresses or whatever. So it's come to the extent where I need to, like, call in to the live stream to try to get this type of information. So, like, what can I do to get this person congregated and baptized and into the church?
Which area are they in?
They're in Texas. I'm a bit close to Dallas.
Okay. Let me take down your number. I'll make sure Elder Ramar gets your number. And with Elder Ramar, you can switch or exchange contacts so that you get the necessary information to that brother so that he can fellowship.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call. All right, moving on, we got the 503 area code, last four digits, 46.
Hey, Shalom, Elder Lawyer.
Shalom.
Yeah, I had a question. I was wondering if you guys, I don't know if it's just an idea I'm passing you guys, what if you guys can hire some brothers and sisters as far as, you know, because I don't know if this would be great, but we do need somebody who would take calls for us, people who are trying to get baptized, because I have called in several times trying to get baptized, and no one has called me back. Somehow, some way, where somebody, a couple of brothers, trusted brothers and sisters in the church can do take intake for those brothers and sisters who want to get baptized. I don't know what's the hold up, but I was just thinking maybe something like that can help the process.
Well, let me ask, which area are you in?
Right now I'm in Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out here with Dr. Truman Burst.
Okay. Are you close to, let me ask, is that close to Washington State?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that may be part of the issue. Part of the issue is, you know, obviously you want to make sure that you're contacted, but we don't have anything specifically in Oregon. So the closest place that may be to you is or near you is Washington State. So if you're willing to travel, we can hook something up. But what I can do in the meantime is make sure that your information gets to the right place and that you receive a phone call. Okay.
Okay, man, because y'all done told me this about 60 million times. Nobody called me back.
I'm sorry about that, brother. I'm sorry. But I'm going to try to make sure this happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right. All praises. Thank you for your call. All right. Next, we have Virgil with a comment. This is Virgil with a comment.
Hey, how you doing? Shalom, Elder Lawyer. Virgil from Sacramento Body. My comment is what they're doing is slowly eroding our right to free speech. So this is what's actually going on. The internet is like the last outlet for free speech. So they're determined and they're doing it systematically, just eliminating all free speech. Soon it'll be you can't even have free speech on the streets. So this is what's going on. They're currently passing laws in Congress to solidify this on the internet. So just to make people aware.
Yes, brother. Thank you for your comment. Very great comment. I'm going to put you back on hold, but thank you for your comment, Brother Virgil.
Tawada.
All right, Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, moving on. Moving on, we got the 678 area code, last four digits, 2535. All right, let me make sure you all can hear me. All right, let me try to bring the mic closer to the call. You all can hear the callers, can you? Let me try to turn the microphone up, see if that works. Okay, let me try to turn up the volume here. All right, so that should be better. Only the calls are low. Okay, so let me try to make it to where you guys can hear the calls. I'm sorry about that. Okay, we got Talisha with a comment.
Shalom, Elder Lawyer. This is Talisha from the Atlanta Body. I have a comment just to clarify and edify everything that you were speaking on tonight.
How about it?
All right. So I recently got a job offer from a institution that specializes in internet safety. So I'm now an internet safety evaluator for a company. After doing research on them, I didn't find anything that was super suspicious. I ended up taking the job. But after a while of working for them, I've noticed the things that they require as far as even the things that are in the guidelines for a lot of these social media sites are actually not even what what the companies that are hired to evaluate these things aren't what people think. So just so I won't disclose too much information, as far as it goes, like they'll ask questions like, you know, is the information deceptive or misleading? And then does it cause any harm? So a lot of the times our job is to rate the items that we see as far as just like YouTube videos, for instance, that's really popular for what we rate. And say a video will come up about, you know, the woke culture, say if somebody who uploads a video about being woke or about spirituality and things of that nature, even though it's not something that isn't that contradicts mainstream, some of the things are viewed as harmful because the information to them, to the internet evaluators and our guidelines are basically deceptive. And that information, specifically, they're saying that because of that information not being what is promoted or mainstream information, we have to mark that information as malicious or deceptive content.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Wow. Now, obviously, yes. I don't want you to, share anything that obviously put you at risk or anything of that nature, understanding your position. But let me ask, so are there actual people on the other side who are making these decisions? Like, how are the decisions, I should say, made? There's a video in front of us. Does that person who is making a judgment on the video, if it is a person, is this someone who is educated in the field that they are, when I say educated in the field, is this someone who is familiar with the content, familiar with the community, connected with the content, or is this just a person who is set over this responsibility and they just make a decision based on their judgment, on their judgment?
The company, they write up a guideline. And now this guideline is like 57 pages of information that this company, internet, and mind you, this is an international company. The guidelines are international. And the things that they put up there are strictly for these types of situations. And then they say, we don't want you to do bias. Ratings. So the way they train us is they'll put a video in front of us and say, okay, this video is what we consider as deceptive, and say it's a video of a conspiracy theory. We, just as the employee, our job really is to rate that video as such as the guidelines that they've given us, and we're not even told how they come up with these guidelines.
I see. So it's preset guidelines that you must abide by as an employee to rate and judge the content. I see.
Yep, especially for YouTube. YouTube is one of the biggest companies that we deal with so far, as I'm seeing. It's the only company I've dealt with. And we have to rate according to those guidelines. And if not, if we don't rate according to those guidelines, they'll send us information stating that, hey, we feel like your information was biased based off of how you rated. And how they determine that, I really have no idea. Based off the questions, they just ask us to research. So they'll say, okay, research the uploader. Research what kind of content they put up, research their reputation. And your reputation as a YouTube channel also has a lot to do with how we're supposed to rate your information that you're posting and things of that nature. So say you have say GLCC popped up, and I haven't had that happen yet. I've had a lot of other people as far as Alex Jones and a lot of other things pop up. And so we'll have to research you as a broad scope. And say you have half and half reputation. Say there's people saying, oh, well, we don't like GLCC. And then there's other people saying, okay, we like GLCC. We will have to rank you as a mild mixed reputation. And then so far as we go down the list, the information that we put next, if we put, hey, this is notable, this is expertise, trustworthy information, it'll pop up and say, hey, that you're rating this, high good reputation or high quality information, but their reputation is low. So they'll say, okay, are you sure that you want to do this? Because we're going to look at this. Once we look at it and you saw this message pop up, we're going to hold you accountable for that.
Mm. Wow. Yep. Very interesting. Very interesting. So thank you for your call. Thank you for that information. And that's definitely something to consider as we see these things play out in this time and how things are being censored and, to get actual insight on the process. That's I wasn't expecting that on tonight's call. All praise to the Most High for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sister.
Yeah, I'm glad that I was able to help out. And I would do have a suggestion for everybody who's listening out there. If you are a believer and you are spread the word of the Most High, word of mouth is probably the best way to go, because everything on the internet, other people can see, even if you delete it. And a lot of the times that's how they're finding out, oh, hey, you know how you were saying that, you know, they're looking at your profile and saying, oh, this person posts about this. I would suggest people take a big precaution on that. Stop posting about the things that you believe, because if you're a believer, there's no need for you to be posting about it, especially in the time that we're in now. We're not in a conversion type of time. We're in a, hey, you know, I've told you several times before, don't do this, don't do that. Hey, that's not the Most High, and you're not really listening. So trying to post it on a big media that's owned by the B system is probably, like, the worst idea. And the wire.
Absolutely, sister. Thank you again for your call. Thank you for that information. And brothers and sisters, we've been ringing that alarm for the longest. Be very careful what you post and who you post with, who you favorite and are connected with online. I know it seems like a good idea to be a part of one big so-called Israelite community, but the reality is that that community only exists on the internet. It don't exist in real life. There's no one big monolithic Israelite thing that exists or any other thing out there that exists, even outside of Israelites. Whatever thing you find yourself associated with online, you want to be real careful understanding how things are being, how the narratives are being created, how they're being drawn, and how you can pour yourself into and be associated with some type of event that you didn't, you know, you probably, you know, didn't want to be a part of it or don't want to be a part of. So definitely be careful of what your activity is online as it pertains to who you are associated with. Moving on to the next call, we got Elizabeth with a comment.
Shalom, Elder Lawyer.
Shalom.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth from the New York City. I just wanted to call in to say that I'm being job segregated, basically, because at my job, I can't go to certain places. They can't send me to certain places unless I take it or I have it. And also when we go meet to have meetings, because sometimes they'll have these meetings for everyone that works for this organization, everybody that's jobs has to go into a tent. We're not even allowed to be around all of them, which is good for us, but at the same time, it's just like, wow, like they're taking it a step further than most other places that I've been around or that I know that people work at, you know?
What type of work you do? If you can
I
share that
with us.
Okay. And let me ask, yeah. How is this affecting your... You know, obviously, you can't go into certain places, so I'm pretty sure it's affecting your normal flow of work and things of that nature. But, you know, outside of that, is it affecting anything else as far as work goes?
Oh, sorry about that. For right now, I'm okay. It's not affecting me as much. Praise the Most High that He's allowed me to work with a company that's willing to accept my exemption, and they have certain locations where I can go and work at where it's not a big problem. So that's great. I know there's a lot of people that are in the same organization, and they, because they don't have it and they don't have a religious exemption and they don't want to take it, they've been having problems, certain people, you know. But for now, everything's okay. I know that they're starting to ask for more policies for people that are on job, but and I know that it's going to come down to a point where I can't work there anymore, but for now I'm just going to, you know, hold off until that happens, I guess.
And obviously you want to try to figure out as much as possible what your rights are as an employee or what have you, especially if there is discrimination. But I would also say this. If they're not preventing you from getting paid and getting whatever is owed to you at the end of the week or however often you get paid, then I wouldn't take it too personal. I can't go into this building. I can't go into this section. But listen, my paycheck needs to say what it needs to say when this is all said and done. And if that's okay, if that's intact, Yeah, if that's intact, then, you know, who cares? But I do understand the concerns as it pertains to, you know, where things are going, them wanting to put more pressure and things of that nature. But, you know, we can only take things one day at a time and understand that, you know, eventually, if that is the case, we have to have that foresight to know when it's time to pivot, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say this. I think that as long as, like everyone, the elders and everyone in the church says, like, you have to have a plan B. So if, you know, something happens in one side, have a plan B where you can sustain yourself somewhere else. And that's what I've been doing. I've been working on that. So I'm okay, whatever happens. Praise the Lord for that.
Absolutely. All praise to the Father. And sister, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. All right, I keep the listeners online. You guys keep saying that you cannot hear. I'm sorry. Let me try to change something here. Maybe there's something I can do that makes it clear. The audio output. Let me see if this works here. Just a second. Right. Let me change this. Because if this works, this would be the ideal thing. But if not, I got to go back to what I was doing, sadly enough. So let me make sure that this is an option. All right, just a second. Okay, we're going to go there. All right. Okay, output, do that. Okay, testing. Okay, I think there's a way where I can actually, just one second. Let me see. Just one moment. I'm trying to make an adjustment here. All right, mic check 1, 2. Okay. All right, I don't think that's going to work. Yeah, I don't think this is going to work here. All right, so I got to go back to I'm going to try it out, see if it works. But if it doesn't, let me try this here. One second. All right, you all can still hear me, right? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do right now. Trying to put it through the earphones and feed it through this audio box here, but I'm not getting anything. Okay, I'm not getting anything here. So that may not be an option. I want to feed it through this box so you can hear what I'm hearing. But again, I don't think that's going to work. Let me try one more thing. And if not, then I just got to continue. I'll take a few more calls before we close out. Let me see here. Let me ask, can you all hear that? If so, this is perfect. I need to make sure first you guys can hear it. Okay, beautiful. All right, great. Okay, so we should have a better situation going forward here. Let me just take a few more calls before we close out. Okay, we got Elliot with a question. Y'all let me know if y'all can hear Elliot.
Hello, Elder. Hello?
Okay, I can't hear Elliot. Okay, one second here.
Hello?
All right. Let me see here.
Hello?
Okay, I think I know what I need to do. Just one second. Hold on, Elliot. I'm gonna get to you. I think I need to make one quick adjustment. And let's see. All right, there we go. All right, you guys can hear Elliot, right?
Hello. Hello, Elder.
Shalom, Brother Elliot. How you doing?
I'm okay. I have just a quick question. I'm in Seattle, Washington area, and I was wondering if there's a congregation anywhere nearby.
Yes, I do believe we have a congregation in Washington State. What I'll do, so I'll get your information over to Elder Ramar, and he'll get back with you as soon as possible. Let me get you down, Elliot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for your call. All right, so I got you. I'll make sure your information is given to Elder Iraq.
Thank you.
All right, Shalom. All right, let me see here. I want to make sure you guys can hear. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Perfect. Okay, so I can do this going forward. I don't have to play through the speakers. Okay, I can play it straight through this box, and you guys can hear exactly what is going on. So we got Brother Sabi with a comment. Brother Sabi, welcome to Blog Talk.
Shalom from New Mexico here, and I just wanted to comment on your theme of famine in the land, and there's a war on alternative views. Well, I can consider, yeah, there's a famine. Many people are dying from not hearing the word of the Most High. But in this famine, it's hard for me to understand it, because I just got out of one feast, the Passover, and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And now we're going into another feast. We're on a countdown of 50 days. Well, it's just hard to think of a famine. But for those that don't have the word of the Most High, I really do see they sure are dying with this famine. And I just wanted to comment on that war on alternative views. It seems like they're trying to deplatform, seems to have a social department levels. There's a personal level, maybe a religious level, professional, scientific, and on the physicians. All this seems to be culminating to place the entire population on a status, what they might try and say is mental health or something. And I just wanted to mention that. Shalom, elders, and thanks for
Shalom
for all the feasts you prepared for us and everything. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Sabi. Thank you for your comment. All right. I think, let me see here. We got the 631 area code, last four digits 0073. You have a question or a comment?
Over this responsibility, and they just make a decision based on their judgment.
Okay, we got to come back there. Okay, we got 216, last four digits 3521. Again, 216, last four digits 3521. All right, we'll come back. All right, we got 340, last four digits 69312. Shalom. Shalom from Sunshine.
Shalom.
All right, how are we doing?
Oh, fine. Oh, bless you, Elder.
Bless you too, sister. All praises. All right, you got a question or a comment?
Okay. I just wanted to say, Elder, that the target of these charades is pointed at the children nation of Israel and anyone who does not follow the status quo. And in the headlines where the bold title on Black Israelite shooting, it was used as a welcome opportunity to affiliate the alleged shooters and future potential shooters with both Israelite men and Israelite women, whether or not it's innocent or not, whether he or she is innocent. So the face posted all over media walls that now replaces the modern-day Middle Eastern face of the Iraqi or Afghani wars is that, you know, predominantly that black face of the southern kingdom, Judah, and the opportunity to first put out in the airways the suspension and censorship or even indictment can occur from anyone at any time is a way to prepare the masses for unannounced or involuntary or even arbitrary shutdowns of not only their personal online accounts, but also the whole online apparatus in due time. So once the online societies are no longer under media control, but even worse, is a seem in preparation to use that free speech moment online against socially undesirable individuals who do not, you know, toe the politically correct lines, like somebody else is mentioning, to collect data and create a space to deem individuals as lawbreakers, to even like seek personal arrests and even intrusions into physical lives of these members of this society. And once they are able to gradually pull this off, they can now create an environment that promotes hate of the word and of the scriptures, knowing that if they create an evil, the word will the wickedness of this world, then they may consider speech or an infringement on individualism, feminism, and liberalism, according to the popular view. But we know, according to the word, that the fall into, you know, these things fall into the category of, you know, the beginning of sorrows, like Christ was talking about, and these things shall come to pass, but the end isn't yet. So by grace, we watch and operate wise and harmless and know when we are, you know, to be like pilgrims, like you're talking about, in preparedness as Joseph in these famines, so that no matter what the famine, what aspect, we will know that it won't come nigh us for those who love Ahia and keep his commandments. And that's all I wanted to say, Elder. Bless you.
Thank you.
And praise the Lord. Bless you,
praise
Elder.
The Father. All praises. Thank you, Sister Sunshine. Shalom. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. And I guess we will conclude there. It looks like we covered all the calls here, so I think we're just going to conclude. But if you didn't get an opportunity, if you wanted to share your perspective and didn't get an opportunity tonight for whatever reason, the conversation doesn't have to stop here. You can always go to the comment board on our YouTube page, agathering14.com. You can go to the comments under this particular video and continue the conversation. Leave your thoughts, leave your perspective and what you believe concerning this particular topic. Do you believe that there's a bias against what they deem alternative media? And if so, express your opinion. Okay? But until next time, I want to say thank you all. And we should be back this Sabbath with another lesson inspired by the Most High. And we're definitely going to be back this Sunday for the Academy, if it be the Lord's will, with a lesson on the four beasts of Daniel. If it be the Most High's will, Elder Ricard Shiar will be back next week conducting the radio show. But until then, I want to say blessings to you all. Shalom. Y'all have a good evening. Shalom.